It's that time again. It's Saturday morning, time for Mortgage Mom Radio. And here she is, the Mortgage Mom, Debbie Marcoux.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I hope you guys are doing great. I am feeling so much better.
You sound better. Look at that.
Yeah, I'm not 100%, but I am definitely on the uphill climb, which is amazing. And I am like looking forward to staying healthy for the rest of the season. So let's all keep our finger crossed. Say a little prayer for Mom, for Mortgage Mom Radio. Keep me healthy. But it's been a great week. Everybody's doing good. Everybody's feeling better at the house and a lot more energy. You know, we started some great vitamins.
Are you on now? The Flintstones chewables?
No, actually, I am on a vitamin called Agape. And it is actually a liquid vitamin. And I'm doing that because me and my son Zeke are sharing vitamins. That is the only way to get them in him. He does not like to eat. We've been working on that. It's one of those things that it's a big piece of the puzzle with autism, and he doesn't like to eat. We've got an extremely limited diet. When I say limited, I mean like French fries and some pouches, and the pouches have to be specific pouches. Gerber, if you're listening, you guys are killing me. He loves the Gerber pouches, but they changed their packaging, and he would only take the packaging. He knows what it looks like. He knows what the different flavors are, and he will only take a specific package that has a yellow tip. And Gerber recently, within the last 6 months, actually changed their packaging so they don't look the same anymore. So we're, as parents, after having to actually clean the pouches, the old ones, and then refill them with the same stuff just to get him to eat those. So between pouches and French fries, that's about our entire diet. And so we're just trying really, really hard. We're working with a therapist to try to get him going. But, you know, a lot of kids with autism have issues with textures. And the way things look, colors are important. So it's very, very, very hard to get him to take anything that is new. And so these vitamins I can actually give to him with a syringe and, you know, almost like we're just giving him, you know, medication. Mm-hmm. And everybody...
Right in his mouth.
Right into the mouth. And so, you know, I thought, you know what? Hey, if he's going to take those and I haven't been feeling very well, I'm going to take them too. I mean, you know, vitamins are vitamins. And they're actually making me feel great. So it was a great, a good discovery on my end.
It seems to work when he sees mom do it, then he'll do it.
No, not really. It's more forcing, but we can get it in him, and you know, it's good for him. It's getting him, you know, some of those essential nutrients that he needs and that I need. I mean, you know, we've been pretty sick in the home, so you know, it's good. It's a great week. Energy's back, and you know, feeling better.
Are we still up for some suggestions on the text line for like home remedies and stuff, or maybe some Gerber?
Always. I would absolutely love Gerber. To go back to their old packaging. That would sure make mom's life a little bit easier. You know, but the other thing that we found is Daily Harvest.
Yeah, and you have your own adult Gerber.
I do. So Daily Harvest.
So I came to the studio today, office, and you were like, oh my gosh, you've got to try this thing out. And she was holding like, it looked like a large coffee cup.
With a lid and a straw.
And a big old purple straw on it. Now, what is that thing there?
Yeah, so Daily Harvest, I actually found them on Facebook. It was just an ad that they had running on Facebook, and I thought, oh, this is interesting, and I clicked on it, and you know, they've got all kinds of different products, but their main product are smoothies, and it's a once a week delivery, and it comes in the cup, and it's full of all of your greens, your fruits, your everything that you should have, you know, for foods that we don't eat on a regular basis. We're all busy, we're running, we're, you know, shoving anything we can in our mouth just for fuel, and it's not necessarily the 5 servings of fruits and vegetables that you need in a day. So I thought, you know what the heck, let's give this a try. What's the worst case scenario? We don't like it, and you know, we cancel it. So we actually tried it and we loved it. So we get this these cups, and they're frozen. They get delivered frozen, and you throw them in your freezer, and every single morning, my husband's fantastic. He wakes up and he makes me a shake. So I'm walking out the door with my shake, and you literally, it's got everything that you need in it. It's already completely made, and the only thing that you add is your base. So whether you like milk, we use coconut milk unsweetened just because, you know, we think it's a little bit better. Other people like almond milk or soy milk, whatever it is that you like to have your base. You pour that into the cup and fill it up to the top, and that's the exact amount that you need. You dump the whole thing in the blender and you blend it, pour it back into the cup it came in, throw the lid on it that they gave you. And I bought some of those big, huge boba straws from Amazon. So that I, you know, so that the smoothie comes out, you know, fast and easy. And, It's great. And I don't know if that's helping or the vitamins are helping or doing something's it all together.
It's a new year, a new mom, but it's a new quarter mom right now. I was going to blame the time change, but it's definitely whatever you got there in that cup.
Yeah, it's doing it. So those are really great.
And what is the name of that again?
It is Daily Harvest. Uh-huh. And it's, they've actually got soups where they'll send you all of the fresh vegetables and everything in the soup. And then you actually just add the broth that you want to it, throw it in the microwave. And now you've got a really healthy soup. They have some bowls. They've got lentil bowls and all kinds of bowls. I haven't tried any of those things. For me, it's just easy to do, because we always miss, all of us miss breakfast. We wake up in the morning, we get showered, we get to work, and you didn't have time to stop and make some breakfast. So this is now my new breakfast, and they taste really good, and I'm getting in some things that I wasn't eating before. So
the mortgage mom is not afraid of technology. That's for sure.
Everything
you do is online at this point.
Everything is online, and it's pretty much all from my phone, which is why I've got that phone app. And when I get home and I don't want to open a computer, I just don't. I'm on my computer all day long. I get to the office about 8 in the morning.
Your computer's on you all day long. The watch thing you have there.
Yep, all day. So, I get to the office about 8 in the morning. I leave about 6:30, 7 o'clock at night. I've got really long days and I'm working my butt off. And the last thing I want to do when I get home is open a computer. So thank God for cell phones, and smartphones. I remember back to the day of the flip phone and the razors, and they started to evolve a little bit with the Blackberries, but nowadays what we can get in our iPhones and our Androids are just absolutely amazing. It takes away from needing to actually open that computer, but the apps are amazing. So if you guys don't have the Mortgage Mom Radio app, you need it. You can't get it from iTunes or from Google Play. It's not there. You guys need to text the word mom to 474747. You'll get a response from me. If you'd like to ask me a question to win some of those Stagecoach tickets, you can do that. So I'll let Barry talk about that.
Yeah, let's get those smartphones. Let's use them this morning.
Absolutely. Okay. But click on the link that says download phone app. Click on the link, save it to your home screen. And you now have the Mortgage Mom Radio app. And you guys can run all kinds of payments. If you are a loan officer, a real estate agent, somebody that is in the market to buy a home, or if you've been thinking about maybe I should pull some cash out, pay off some debt, there are calculators in there that are going to help you to understand what your monthly payment will be with mortgage insurance, with an FHA, with a VA, with your upfront funding fee. It's doing all of that. If you've got less than 20% down payment, it's going to ask you for your FICO score, your credit score, whatever you think
it
might
be. It does it all there.
It does it all on the app, and you can actually apply for the loan on the app so that you can get your consultation with me and we can get you moving forward. You can do just about anything that you need. You can contact me, call me, email me. You want to get a hold of Heidi, my assistant, you can reach out to her. So there's a lot that you can do.
Yeah, but what if I want to write you a handwritten letter? Can I still do that?
You can go to my website, mortgagemomradio.com, and you can take down my address for my office, and you are more than welcome to snail mail me. I do check my mailbox every couple days, so I would get it.
Some of us are good at cursive.
Yes.
So, dearest mortgage mom.
Yes.
On a handwritten letter would be nice.
I would love that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely love that.
But right now, let's get some text messages. All these are in the running for Stagecoach.
They are. So talk about that, Barry. I'll let you do it.
So Stagecoach is coming up. I went last year and it was awesome. And this year you can go if you send us your questions. The best question's going to win. All these questions get in the running and mom's going to pick one April 7th.
All of the questions that come in through April the 7th, then we're going to look at all of those and we are going to announce the winner on April the 8th. So make sure if you ask us a question, please include your name and your email address so that if you are the question picked, we can make sure that we contact you to get you those tickets.
Yeah, you got to mean it so that we can mean it.
That's right.
Give us all your details.
That's right. And I want good questions. I want mortgage questions. I want real estate questions. I want tax questions. I'll get the tax grandma in if it's a question I can't answer.
She must be busy right now.
She is. It is tax time. It's almost there. It's a month away. It's almost there. And I want, personal questions. Ask me personal questions. You want to know how much my new fee weighs? You want to know how much Nana weighs? You want to know why all of her teeth have receded into her gums? She looks pretty funny. I can explain that. You want to know about my Cocker Spaniel? Ask away. She pees all over everything. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot going on. You have a question. Maybe your child's got autism and you just want to say, hey, I can relate. I would love to hear that. Manny, my oldest, my mover. You know, he's 18.
New truck guy.
He's got a new truck. He's going to be graduating high school this June. You know, we've been through two open heart surgeries with him. And, you know, that's another big, big piece of who I am and what we've been through and experienced as a family. And, you know, you want to know a little bit more about that, or you need support. You know, maybe you just had a baby and you were told that, you know, that baby's got a heart condition. Anything at all, you guys want to know more about me, I'm an open book. I don't lie about anything, and I'm always willing to share my personal experiences. So get me some good questions, and we're going to announce that winner on the 8th.
Okay, we'll start with one right now because they're coming in already. 474747, text the word mom. And here we go. Mom, this one's from the 951 area code.
All right. So we're talking about a little Riverside.
Me and my boyfriend are looking into buying a new home in about a year in Murrieta or Menifee.
Okay. I love those areas, and I have a great real estate agent out there.
It's like by Hemet too, right? It's
over there. Yep. Uh-huh. It's all in that area.
We make about $75,000 a year combined. He makes the majority of the money, but he has about $20,000 in credit card debt.
Okay.
But he still has a very good credit score.
Okay.
As first-time buyers, what should be our top priorities in the next year so we can be able to purchase?
Okay.
Should we focus on paying off his loans or saving more money for a larger down payment? Do you recommend doing the first-time buyer loans? What would be that process? Man, she just gives you all the questions at once.
I love it.
Can you answer them all at once like that?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, boy.
So I would say that if you're ready to buy a home in a year, that is not too early to reach out to us, and let's create a game plan now. Because if you don't have a plan, you don't have your roadmap to where you want to be in a year from now, you're not going to get there. So that she made the absolute right decision by texting in her questions, because this is going to help her to get on to the first step, right? First step is to talk with me so that I can actually look at her scenario personally. I would suggest that she either use the phone app and go to the apply now button, or go to my website, mortgagemomradio.com, or send me an email. Either way, I'll get her to the actual application system, do the application. I'm not going to pull credit report. I'm not going to do anything, but I'm going to set up a time, a consultation for us to talk. And we're going to talk a little bit first about her scenario. Then I'm going to ask her, you know, if it's time to move forward, pull credit and all that good stuff. But it gives her an idea of where to go. And so quickly, not knowing everything about her, but she gave us a good amount, a good piece, you know.
She gave us enough. Is it like a 2-incher?
She gave us some good pieces to the puzzle. What I would suggest, number one, is that we take a look at whether down payment assistance would be an option. I love to see people that are going into homeownership, that are buying a property, to not already be maxed out in debt. So if he has about $20,000 in credit card debt, or maybe some personal loans, some student loans, I want to make sure that we have all of that under control. I want to make sure that they are using their money wisely. Their money should be going towards debt first, not down payment first. I can get a mortgage loan, especially today, in, you know, 4.5, 4.625, 5% interest rates, where that's going to be far, far lower than what those credit card interest rates are going to be. So take your money, take your cash, pay down debt prior to worrying about a down payment. Let's take a look and see if we can't do some down payment assistance so that you get to your goal faster. Now, the way to qualify for down payment assistance is all about the total income, the debt to income ratio, the kind of property, where are you buying? You know,
That's the fun meeting with mom.
That's the consultation. And that's the piece that's really, really great when people do that application, because then I have more of a picture to be able to talk through with them what the options are, what they could be, and to create that plan. So that is what I would suggest to her. There's a very good chance, even today, if he's got a great credit score, even with the $20,000 in debt, that we could actually look at some down payment assistance and get them into a home. But if their goal is to buy in a year, I would absolutely say take your money and apply it to your debt first. Let's worry about the down payment in other ways. Let's get as much of that home financed at a lower interest rate as possible so that you're utilizing your cash to pay that debt off.
We've got two open lines right now. It's good to get in early with the mom before it gets all busy in here.
Yep.
844-935 3634.
Yeah. And actually, you know, so every single text message that we're going to answer today, because last week was a busy show. So every question that we answer today is going to be from questions from last week.
Oh, okay.
And all of those questions that come in today will be answered next week. However, every single one of these people that are hearing their question get answered right now did get a response from me.
Oh, you already answered it.
So if you ask me a question today, you are absolutely going to get your answer today.
You're pretty instant with
that. I am very instant. And not only that, but you're going to get entered into Stagecoach. But then listen next week, if you ask me a question today, listen next week so that you can hear me actually, you know, kind of evolve on that question. Because
elaboration.
Because again, with text messages, I can only do so much. You know, you can only give so much detail where when I answer it on air, I can answer it, you know, with much more elaboration. So get those questions in, guys. Get them in for Stagecoach. Get them in to hear yourself next week. And get them in so that you can get an answer today.
Let's do one more before we get the show started, okay?
Okay, let's do it.
474747 or 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU, 844-935-3634. Okay, here's a text from 626.
Okay.
Mom.
I love how you say that. Mom.
Mom.
Mom. Mom,
what can you tell me about capital gains?
Okay, so that is a very broad question, and when I answered that one,
I asked you that too.
Yeah, you did. You actually did ask me that. But when I answered that question last week in text message, I did actually ask the person asking the question if they would, you know, give me a little bit more detail. Is there something specific as far as capital gains is concerned that they wanted to know more about? Capital gains is a pretty broad subject because it can be anything from selling a property.
Why do you think he's asking this, though? You think he's got some money in rent or something that he came up in?
No, it's tax season and people have to file tax returns. And, you know, maybe he sold a property. Maybe he's got some stocks that he's made some money on. So, you know, he may have capital gains that he needs to file and, you know, pay some taxes on that. That could be a really great question. But capital gains is a really broad subject, and that's why it's kind of hard to answer his question. And this is where a phone call would be perfect, or an email where we can get more detailed with each other back and forth. You know, when you own an investment property and then you sell it, so that could be something that you bought to flip. That could be something that you bought, you've had it as a rental, and now you're going to turn around and sell it. When you, based on how much you bought it for to how much you sell it for and all of the money in between, you know, that's what's considered capital gains. If you bought some stocks and what you paid for the stocks and then the stocks appreciated and then you sold the stocks, the difference of what you earned between your buy price and your sell price are considered capital gains. So there's a lot. That's why I said it's so broad that I can't really give him a specific answer as far as what he is looking for. What was the question around capital gains? But capital gains do exist, and a lot of people do have to pay them. And if there is a specific question that you guys would like to ask in regards to those capital gains, please just give us a call right now and we'll, It's a good starting question, but hopefully that was enough detail for people to understand what capital gains are. So that's about as far as I can go because I don't know what the specific question was that he had.
Okay, 474747. We'll get to your texts next, but first it's time for compliance.
That's right. So my name is Debbie Marcoux, and I'm licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, and my NMLS ID number is 237926.
Mom, what do you feel about connected homes? What's your take about, you know?
I love connected homes. A lot of the appliances that we have can all be connected to each other, especially with the Google Homes and the Alexas and, you know, all of the thermostats and the appliances.
Are we at a time yet in the world in technology where when you're looking for a home, you can say, I only want a connected home? Can you do that yet? Or?
You know, I mean, you could, I guess, if you're in the really high price ranges. You know, a lot of us have older homes, especially here in California. You know, they're older. And so these are things that people are having to install kind of piece by piece and put it all together. It's not necessarily a super expensive thing to do. Obviously, if you're buying appliances that have, you know, Wi-Fi capability and stuff, those appliances are going to cost a little bit more. It's something that we're all building on. So unless it's a brand brand new home that builders are now building, and you know, they're creating these homes as connected homes. That's really, I think, the only way. Or if you're buying a you know, a home that is being, you know, built from the ground up, you know, you're kind of building your own home, you could specify that that's what you want. I don't think that we're really in the era yet that you're going to walk into a home and say, oh, this house isn't connected enough, so I'm not buying it. At least not if you're in, you know, the average Joe price range like I am, and, you know, the majority of our listeners.
What's your favorite connected device for the home? Which one do you use the most?
Alexa.
Yeah, me
yeah.
too.
Because I've got an Alexa in just about every room. And when I'm in the kitchen, if I want to yell at Mikey or if I want to yell at Moober, I can talk to them in their bedrooms from
really?
My kitchen. Uh-huh.
Through the
Alexa, sure.
Get out of here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have to teach me that.
Yeah, you can actually say, you know, Alexa, call, you know, Mikey's room. You have to actually program each speaker so that it knows what room that it is. And then you can actually talk to Alexa and it will, you know, ring in their room.
Yeah. Okay, so coming up next, we're going to talk to Chase Shumway live from Las Vegas. He's our tech guy. He's the Mortgage Mom tech guy, and he's going to give us the top three home connected devices of the year.
Yes, I love it. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.